From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall. There's a big fight going on where I live in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. That fight is about Airbnb and short-term rentals, and it all centers around the former mansion of Muhammad Ali.
I'm going to float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Now you see me, now you don't. He think he will, but I know he won't.
Yeah, that Muhammad Ali, the heavyweight boxer and the world humanitarian Muhammad Ali. Why do properties like the Muhammad Ali House have residents up in arms? And what is the township doing about it? Today on The Why, float like a butterfly, sting like an Airbnb. Ellie Rushing reported this story for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Ellie, describe this neighborhood in question that's in Cherry Hill.
So the homes along Winding Drive are very spectacular. They're large. They have private gates.
Well, let me just tell you this, because full disclosure, I live in the development over. I live in the working man's development. I mean, it is so leafy and serene, and the trees, which put my power out in thunderstorms, but still, I'll sacrifice that because it is just so nice over there. It really is.
And that's exactly how residents have described it, of kind of an oasis away from the busyness of urban life.
And didn't Muhammad Ali used to live on Winding Drive?
He did. He lived there from 1971 to 1973, kind of part-time, and then he ended up moving away. But the house now is completely almost decorated and branded as the house that he once lived in. People come to see it and take pictures of it. One woman who lived near the home when he lived there said that she went bike riding with her son, and that Muhammad Ali was sitting in the driveway, and he invited all the kids inside, gave him a tour, showed him his trophies, and that he was just really a very welcoming neighbor, always really kind to all the children.
And what does the house look like?
It's a 10,000 square foot home, 5 bedrooms, 5.5 bathrooms. And it has a tennis court. It has a huge pool with a hot tub and a stone pool deck with a rooftop that can look over all the trees.
And so this home has been turned into an Airbnb, correct?
Right. So the current owners purchased the home in 2014. And they lived there for a small amount of time. And then in 2018, they listed it on Airbnb. And since then, the property manager of the home said that it's usually rented out about 5 days a week during the summertime. Mm. So it's pretty popular.
How much does it go for?
It's around $2,000 a night when you include the taxes and the fees. But there's also a two-night minimum. So a two-night stay at the home goes for more than $4,000.
And the way this whole thing came about is the neighbors started complaining about the Airbnb, right?
Right. So police have been called to the home 97 times in the past 2 years.
97 times.
Yes, that's what the mayor's office said.
Boy.
And they would find huge crowds, sometimes upwards of 100 people. On August 11th, they found what police said, like almost 300 people. And it took 12 police officers to break up the party.
It was a chaotic scene.
Hold on, what's going on?
Both outside.
They unconscious.
Inside boxing legend Muhammad Ali's former South Jersey mansion.
They found two people unconscious on the floor, blaring music, fist fights. It was a really big pool party.
They weave their way by people dressed in bathing suits to a man unconscious on the ground.
He's still breathing. He's fine.
But then, I mean, more frequently than that large party, neighbors are constantly complaining of just music at all hours of the night. Their children finding vodka bottles in the street.
Jeez.
Afterwards. They feel like they're living next to a catering hall or a club or just, I mean, even a motel are some of the ways that they've described the home. And the neighbors say that it's ruining their quality of life.
Well, I'm wondering, Ellie, is this legal?
So it is legal to have an Airbnb in Cherry Hill at this time, but one of the concerns of the township is that they believe that it's being used as a commercial space. So actually, in the original Airbnb posting for the home, the owners wrote, either stay on our property and be a champ for a day or knock out one of your events and be remembered like the greatest of all time. We are happy to host you for a gathering or a celebration. And then they have a set of rules, which includes a 50-person maximum for events, and they even recommended a local event company that any guests could use. That was one of their main points, is that they do not believe this is being used as a residential place. And it is zoned residentially, so that's really the only way that the home is legally allowed to be used. So the owners have been fined by the township for $3,100 at this point, and they've been brought in front of the municipal court for violations within zoning, maintaining a disorderly home, renting a home without a certificate of occupancy, and renting illegally.
So any response from the owners?
The owners, their names are Barusha and Ariella Adika. They say they can't control what their guests do. They made a requirement for a two-night stay minimum, and they have a property manager that checks in on the guests, and they posted on the Airbnb website that no large parties are allowed, and if you charge people to come to the parties, that you'll be kicked off the premises.
When we come back, the impact the parties at Muhammad Ali's former house could have on laws surrounding Airbnbs and short-term rentals in Cherry Hill.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
This is The Why. I'm Annette John Hall, speaking with Ellie Rushing. She reported this story for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Cherry Hill first planned to ban short-term rentals after residents complained.
Threatening behaviors, traffic, excessive trash cans and trash.
But then they heard from people who rely on Airbnb so they can afford to live in their homes. People like Elaine Barlow.
She's 88 years old, and she said she started renting out her room after she retired as a teacher in Philadelphia at 85 years old.
I noticed that I was having trouble paying my bills. So that's when I looked into Airbnb. It was just a couple years ago. And it has worked out because the amount that I get from Airbnb is about equal to what I have to pay in Cherry Hill property taxes.
She said Airbnb helps her afford to keep her home. She wants to have a home with extra rooms so that her kids can come visit her. And she started renting out her room so that she could afford to keep it. And her kids said that even a few months ago when their mother fell and broke her knee, it was an Airbnb guest who helped her and ended up taking her to the hospital.
I could not move except kind of pushing myself along with my hands, and the pain was extremely excruciating. I would have been screaming for hours because nobody would have been home for a long, long time. And it was just lucky.
People spoke about the types of people that come through their homes and how they've met so many different people. And they really stressed that they felt they shouldn't be punished if they're following the rules just because of this anomaly home, is what they said. So basically, the township actually ended up tabling it after a lot of residents gave pushback. So right now, it's a little unclear how it will move forward. What we know is that the township is going back and discussing how they can possibly make any additions to the ordinance or make any changes that wouldn't necessarily be a blanket ban over the residents who are following the rules.
But they're committed to having some kind of ordinance.
Right. Yes. The council stressed that they will pass some sort of ordinance regarding short-term rentals. But now, after hearing really what all the residents said about it, they just aren't sure how yet.
What's Airbnb's reaction been to this?
So an Airbnb spokesperson said that they have serious concerns about any restrictions that could hurt the local residents relying on home sharing for extra income or any small businesses that use this. And they said they want to work with the Cherry Hill Township to hopefully come up with some sort of ordinance that both supports the residents who use Airbnb, but then also protects the neighbors and the neighborhoods that they're in.
So, Ellie, I've never done Airbnb, but I'm wondering what this says about, you know, Airbnbs and short-term rentals in neighborhoods, you know, in terms of the disruption of neighborhood life. Is this something that's going on in other towns and other towns are trying to address?
So cities across the world have been placing restrictions on Airbnb. We see it in New York City, in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, but we're also seeing it in Paris and Amsterdam. And so this is really an international debate that has now come to Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Really what people say is that Airbnb has kind of clouded that zoning of residential versus commercial, of where you work versus where you live. But the other side is that people want to have a different place to stay besides a hotel. They like being able to rent out maybe a whole house if they're with their whole family rather than multiple hotel rooms. They want to have a kitchen if they have children so that they can make dinner on their own. The way people are traveling is shifting. The way people are making money is changing. And that's exactly what we're seeing in Cherry Hill. They're trying to come up with a way to both protect their residents and protect the character of their neighborhoods, but also support the residents who need this to support themselves.
Well, Ellie, thanks so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ellie Rushing reported this story for the Philadelphia Inquirer. The Y is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Ben Yaakov, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, under the editorial direction of Katie Colinari. Our intern is Jay Chandler. Tweet me at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.